crowd here today. A crowd. Yahweh is really enjoying this, you know. Wonderful, wonderful. You may be seated. Now let's go one more time. Let's go one more time. Okay, now. I love all of you. Yahweh bless all of you. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Peace of Yahweh, you know that's Yahshua. This film that you just saw, of course, is some of the information that the Catholic Church has tried to hide, but more and more people are finding out about it, and they're investigating it for some reason in the last 3 to 4 years. They've been digging up history on this, and I think someone must have told them something and got the rumor started. There was something I needed to cover, if I could, and I think I left my notes on top of the table, but no, here it is. Now, last week or week before last, it's everything is more complicated than it looks because of the hidden histories, hidden evidence. we're really great at hiding evidence, you know, and of course to keep the world in darkness, you know, this is the scheme of Satan in doing this. I made the statement last week that I was trying to compare this with what is taking place. I was trying to compare it with what Yahshua did with the what they call the Samaritan woman at the well, Jacob's well, where he stopped to get a drink of water, and he started a rumor to going with this woman. And of course, she, just by word of mouth, she told others, and then others told others. Well, of course, this rumor spread, and the people started realizing, hey, what we're seeing in Jerusalem, what is taking place there, and now what took place, they killed the Savior, is what took place. And everyone knew this, see, by then. Because he started this rumor. Well, in much the same way, I said, in comparing it with Yahshua and what he started with this woman, in the beginning. Now, Cain was the teacher he was the priest of Eve and Adam. And he talked them into coming to church. But before that, there was a rumor started by Satan. And it was just simply a rumor with Eve and saying, you know, you're going to live forever. You've got an immortal soul. Well, of course, that rumor was not the priesthood or wasn't holding services or anything weekly for this, but is much in that same case. I wish I could say, well, so-and-so just taught so-and-so that, but that too is complicated, and you have to have a lot of scriptures together to understand what took place here. But it's much in that fashion that this rumor took place with Eve, and of course, by the time Cain became a priest of Satan through these rumors and through his worship. Then he became a priest. He invited mother to church. Now, this is literally, he did this. This wasn't just a rumor. He had services going, and he pulled his mother and dad into it. Now, I've told you that something occurred here, and I could see evidence that Adam and Eve repented. Now, if you'll think of the hatred when Adam and Eve repented and stopped going to church, then Cain talked with Abel, and Cain killed Abel, his competition as religious leaders. Now, there's a lot of scriptures behind what I'm saying here, but this is it. This is what occurred in a complicated scenario here that has lasted for centuries and comes down to us even today in what the Catholic Church is trying to hide. One other thing that got some attention was that I said you don't have to be absolutely perfect to be in Yahweh's work and to enter into His kingdom. Now, that shouldn't be any surprise, really, because I've told you before that from the least to the greatest, we all have equal opportunity for this. It doesn't depend on what you overcome. It depends on how much effort you have and how much brain power you have in putting forth the effort into practicing righteousness. We're practicing righteousness. And no, if we had to all become perfect, absolutely 100% perfect, I don't think any of us would make it. But the way Yahweh makes it, He doesn't judge us on our perfection. He judges us, judges our hearts, and how badly we want to come, or how greatly we want to come to perfection. And now, if you're wanting to, from your mouth comes forth testimonies from your heart, Yeshua said. So watch your words. I keep telling people, watch what you say. You're being judged for what you say. Out of the mouth comes the desires of the heart, Yeshua showed. So watch what you say. Satan hears it, and it gives her something to come back on and say, look at this, you know, and he's wanting to put them over us. He's wanting to give them all this authority over us. Well, she carried a great argument for a while, and of course, she was eventually found, you know, to have no validity in any of her arguments, and that's why she was cast down. And then the only other thing that she could come up with is try to destroy mankind. And Yeshua said, unless heaven and earth pass away, you know, this is going to stand, it's going to go through, we are going to have the kingdom of Yahweh. It is going to, the sons of Yahweh that are made in His image are actually going to take over all ruling power. And don't let that ruling go to your head or change your mind from what you really got to be, a servant. It's a serving power that we have set in front of us, just like Yeshua Himself. And the desire to become like our teacher, Yeshua Messiah, is a great desire. And with that desire that comes forth from the heart, your mouth should be speaking it instead of some of the stupidity that I hear coming forth from time to time in a time when your blood sugar is low and your temper is high. They rub together and cause a friction. Start a fire. What a little fire the tongue kindles, as Jacob said. Well, with that now, that should set you straight on what I let come out of my mouth from time to time for without further instruction. But I keep thinking you remember all these things and you put them together. And of course, I need to bring some sermons on that right there, because there's a lot of scriptures on what I just told you. And about Cain being a priest, Adam, Abel being a priest, and of course, they were great works. These were great works. The first one started even. And what Yahweh even showed there would come down to us today, and has from Abel and Cain. All the world is like Cain. We're like Abel. Don't Don't miss the Feast of Trumpets. We got some information coming that is really going to boost you up. And remember what I just said, because that goes with it, is what the information that's going to be brought out, the Feast of Trumpets. And it's great information, and we're adding to it and showing that we are like Abel. We're there's two trees come down to this time period, and we're the seventh and last work on the lampstand. Now, I started a letter, I was reading from Pope Laments Society's amnesia about God. They've forgotten about God, he said. Now, this is in Spain, and Spain, of course, is where Franco was one of the murderers for the Catholic Church. Now, this film that you should saw, that you just saw, you should remember this information. And of course, Mussolini was the first one. Franco was the second one. And then Hitler was the third one that entered this. Now, they were all trying to reestablish what Daniel showed in this four powers that is represented by the horns of the altar of death. And of course, I want to cover more of that during the feast, get deeper into it. It's a long subject, but and just getting to it, as you know, getting around to it is a long subject, let alone the subject itself. But these men, and of course, the Pope, they wanted to reestablish or resurrect this Roman Empire. And this is what they've been trying to do, because the Roman Empire became strong. But like today's economy, it's falling. It's a system that's like mixing clay with iron or clay with steel or gold. It won't hold together. And you have nothing there to really hold it together, because love is what holds together. And with this, all things are accomplished. And this is what Yahweh himself brings forth in his laws. Yesterday, I don't know if you saw the speech, but they're condemning Rick Perry. Of course, they condemn all of our politicians, and the ratings go up and down, and they're condemning the best, probably the smartest president that of the United States that we have ever had in the United States, and probably the most righteous of all the presidents that has been in the United States. And I praise Yahweh. And I don't say that without backup. I know the histories of the presidents and what they have done. And what you saw in this film is just a little bit of what of the brutality and stuff that our world leaders have brought forth, the violence that Yahweh said would be in this generation, as he showed in Genesis 49:10. You got to remember these and try to put everything together. When you hear it or see it, put it together with the prophecies, and you'll see what Yahweh told you in Genesis 49 and verse 10, this is going to be in the last days. You're going to see all of these genes right here take place in the last days. The great Kohan Yehuda and I were talking just before services here about this eating the body and the blood of Yahshua. And he'll bring more of this out too in his sermon at the feast. But what we have done, mankind has absorbed the genes. We've eaten it, in other words. Society, mankind, the generations after generation, has so eaten the 12 tribes, the evil that's come forth from them. We have eaten that, and we have become as they were, like Cain. All the world has gone the way of Cain. So we have eaten the blood and body of Cain. Now, of course, Yeshua said we must eat his body and drink his blood. That is, taking in his character into us. This character of Yeshua, which is bringing forth the love of Yahweh, which he demonstrated 100% right up to the death. And that's what we've got to do, if so be it that we die, or if so be it we're murdered. Be ready for that. If you've got to be, that's fine. I'll resurrect you, or someone else will. Praise Yahweh. And that's exactly what Yeshua told his disciples. Be ready, be faithful unto death, then I will give you the crown of life. Be unfaithful, and you'll go the other way. And of course, you won't have right to the tree of life and Yeshua. You won't be like Yeshua. Well, here in this letter, he said, I'll read it just a little, and then we'll get back to the scriptures here. But Pope Benedict the 16th has complained that modern society has a certain amnesia about God, as he lamented the dwindling of the faith during a visit to Spain, a once staunchly Catholic country that has seen the church grip on society fall dramatically. Now, of course, their grip, praise Yahweh, let's all clap to that one. Now, we're seeing this more and more because of the information that is being brought out to all the world. Because this society that we're seeing here today, this school of higher learning that was fathered by Nimrod, or fathered by Cush, and called it Nimrod, which means he rebelled. This society that rebels against love. Well, what I was going to tell you about Rick Perry yesterday, he said, I think that anyone that refuses to give these children, whose parents, they may have came here illegally, but the children were born in the United States legally. They are legal citizens, and if we refuse, the people who want to refuse them rightful education, I think there's no love in their heart. I applauded the man by myself. Of course, Rick Perry is not the house of Yahweh, so he doesn't know what true love is, but at least he's got some of the rumors that came forth from the Samaritan woman. And as the so-called American Indians had in them, and of course they were persecuted, and in Spain there was probably a couple of million of these people who didn't want to accept what the Pope said. They didn't want to kneel under his violence, his violent behavior, nor the pattern that they knew of that came from the temple after they changed it from the house of Yahweh, which stands for righteousness. Remember that name Yahweh stands for righteousness. That righteousness is love, true love. That's what all the prophets and apostles said, true love. The rest of it is falsehood. It's a false love, a false righteousness, and they went about to establish their own righteousness. Well, of course, this violence that came down now to Spain and their control that they had over Spain, because you know how they had the control over Spain. Just like Franco, who was a Hebrew, Mussolini, who was a Hebrew, Hitler, who was a German. That's a laugh, as biology and all of history books know by now. It's a falsehood. He was a Hebrew. His mother was Hebrew, so was his dad. What could he be? But he wanted to kill these other Hebrews. Why? Why did he want to kill the other Hebrews? Because he's carrying with them a rumor started by Yahshua with a Samaritan woman that brought a lot of the message. None of those was the house. None of those was one of the seven lights of the lamp. But they brought forth a lot of information that was carried around by the North Pole or over by ships or whatever to what we call the United States today. And when those people were found, as you saw part of it here, by the what was left of the Roman Empire, what is divided, like the great prophet Daniel said, when he described what was going to come in detail, and you're a fool if you don't believe it, because that's all come to pass. And you can find in history where it actually came to pass hundreds of years after he said it. And then the great prophet Daniel, he was so sick when they closed the book on him. And the last thing he saw was you. Right. Two witnesses. Two witnesses. And he couldn't go any further. And then we have the apostles. You got to get all this in your mind, because you're not going to understand what I'm about to bring out next if you don't. But Daniel saw the two witnesses. But he also saw before that and painted a vivid picture for you of the four great powers that would rise. He never said anything about them being ever destroyed, any of them. They just couldn't stay together. There was nothing to hold them together. Hatred does not hold people together. The Catholic Church, when it killed all of these people in Spain through Franco, somewhere around 2 million people that Franco executed, his execution style of murders came from the United States. Now get this, let it get in your mind. The so-called reservations that we used to fondly think of when we were in school and studying about what we did, how great it was that we gave them all of this land to be their own. Well, those reservations were nothing more than concentration camps. The poorest land that you could possibly find and place all of these families on, with nothing to deal with, to plow with or anything. But they made it. Some of them actually made it. The Galileans were people who could live on less. They were like Okies. They were Okies. Give them a book and a tree to lean against, and they were joyous. And they didn't want the change. And they resisted the change that was brought their way. And they were hated like they were hated in Spain. They're building concentration camps really rapidly right now. I wonder why. These reservations were concentration camps to where they put these so-called American Indians, which are Galileans, following rumors of Yahshua that was given to that woman. And they brought it with them, including the name Yahweh. So you can see what hatred rose up in the Catholic Church, because the name is forbidden. And here we come to this land that's so much opportunity and so much wealth here, and all of these tribes living here with the name Yahweh. We thought we extinguished all of them in Germany and Spain and Italy. And here they are in this wonderful land that Columbus discovered. Well, remember, it was a Babylonian land, not yet established. Not yet established. Now, that says a lot more than what it really says, if you just think about it. It was a Babylonian lamp. Yes, those people were carrying as much Babylon as carried the mixture. The mixture, the tree of Genesis 1, the mixture of righteousness and evil. But the part that was hated so much by the Roman Empire, the Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, they couldn't wipe it out. And it was a plague to them. You're not supposed to have your brother's wife, Yochanan said to the number one king governing Jerusalem, sitting on a throne which was looked up to by the people, and he was here committing adultery with his brother's wife. Now you can imagine the Pope and his boys and what these people from Galilee were saying, that you shouldn't be doing these things. This is forbidden. Sodomy is forbidden. Why are you practicing this? So the way of solving this problem, first, as Franco realized when he read about what America did to the so-called American Indian, the concentration camps, this is where he got his idea. So he went to rounding up everyone. He went to the priest. Remember, Shaul went to the priest and said, give me a list of names. What was it he wanted from them? Who attended Mass and who did not attend Mass? Franco did the same thing. He went to the priest, says, give me a list of the names who attended Mass and those in the country that don't attend Mass. He rounded all of these people up, put them on a reservation. Oh, he's going to give them all of this land to their self. It was concentration camps. Hitler got the idea from Franco. He did the same thing. The same thing that went on in Germany went on in the United States before it went on in Germany. It's an evil scheme to wipe out everyone who would not celebrate Mass, which was the Galileans. And they wouldn't do it because they heard a rumor from Yeshua. A woman heard a rumor and started it to floating. Well, with that, it carried parts of Yahweh's laws. It carried his name, what the name stood for. Everyone who names the name of Yahweh better depart from evil. If you don't, Yahweh's hand is upon you badly, and he's judging you. He's judging you, and if you don't turn and get to the house of Yahweh and repent of your sins, you're doomed. You're dead. You're the walking dead. And you'll be worshipped soon, but not for long. Catholic Church will make saints out of you if you kill enough people for them. That's what they've done. That's the history. That is their history, and everybody is finding out about it now. And that's the reason their grip on society is dramatically winding away. We got up to Isaiah 44, and you'd be turning over that in week before last, and Isaiah 44, and verse, now we read this. Remember Yochanan 6:63. Do y'all remember what that says? I'm going to turn to it and read it one time for you. 6:63. Remember 6:29 also, that this is the work of Yahweh, that you believe in the one sent. And 6:63. It is the Spirit that gives life. Well, what is the Spirit? He's about to tell you. It's the Spirit that gives life, he said. Well, what is the Spirit that gives us life? It's this lamp, a 7-lamp lampstand. It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless without the Spirit that gives its life. The laws that I speak, they are the Spirit that gives life. The laws that I speak, they are the Spirit that gives life. Don't forget that now. Let's go back now to Isaiah 44 and notice verse 19. He says, "None consider logically in their mind, neither in their knowledge." They don't consider logically in their mind. Now, in Romans, well, let's go ahead and finish this first, and then we'll go back over to Romans to follow this up. But get this in your mind, none consider. He's talking about the 12 tribes of Israel, if you go back to the first chapter here, or even 43 in the last verse in chapter 43. He's talking about the 12 tribes mentioned in Genesis 49:10. Then Genesis 49. But he's speaking of it in the last days, and he's saying, none consider logically anymore. Their brains cannot comprehend logic thinking anymore. The darkness has come upon their brains. Confusion has set in. It's got a firm grip now in the last days as prophesied in Genesis 49:1. Look on down to verse 25. We'll look at verse 21 first. Verse 21, remember these lessons, he says. Remember these lessons. Now, we put about the worship of gods, Elohim, and that's great because that's what it's speaking of. But remember these lessons, O Jacob and Israel. He's speaking to the two people that he's talking to here in six verses here, the two witnesses. And he's saying, remember this now in your work that I have assigned you to or sent you to do, Jacob and Israel, for you are servants. I made you a servant to me, O Israel. You will not be forgotten by me. I will guide you continually, as other scriptures say. I'll take you by your, what hand did he say? Right hand. He's got me by the right hand, guiding me. That's what he says. I'm not going to forget you. I've got you by the right hand. I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sins. Return to me. I told you what that meant last week. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. It means return the kingdom to me. Bring people to me through the teaching of the laws and so forth. Look on down to verse 26. I am the one who carries out the word of his servant and fulfills the plan of his messenger. I'm the one doing this. If you have a gripe with me, you know who you're griping at? Don't let your mouth overload. You're being judged by what you say, because that's coming forth from the heart. Now, he's done told you this. I will not forget Israel. I'm going to do this right here with him. I blotted out his sins, and I'm using him, and all of these things are going to be done. Plan of his messenger, the one saying of Jerusalem, she will be inhabited, and the cities of Yada, they will be built, and her ruins I will restore. Now look back to verse 25. I am the one who frustrates the signs of the false prophets. Yes, sir, it's very frustrating when you're sitting on the king's bench and Yochanan walks up to you. this guy that you was wanting to find out about because you heard he was a prophet, and he walks up to you, and the first words out of his mouth is, it's not right that you have your brother's wife. And he wanted to kill him. For telling him the truth, he wanted to kill him. Yeshua came telling the truth too, and he wanted to kill him. So you can see the frustration in the Pharisees, Sadducees, and Essenes, who controlled, by the way, Jerusalem and the temple and everything at that time. The people in Galilee didn't control any of this. They came as a witness against it, a witness against what was going on in Yahweh's house. Jeremiah said in his prophecy, I have seen even that in my own house, the prophets of deceit, they commit adultery. Well, that's what the king was doing. And Yochanan pointed this out to him, I'm sure, and said, don't you remember the words of Jeremiah saying you shouldn't have your brother's wife? Well, they chose to forget it, and they wanted everyone else to. They did have the laws of Moshe taught. That was the law that they teach it, and they couldn't stop it because the people demanded it. So they kept doing it. They had to fulfill this as long as the temple stood. But they said, if the temple don't stand, we don't have to do this anymore. So they made plans to destroy the temple, which was also prophesied that they would do. The army would stand on this, on his part, and they would come and destroy the temple and plow the land like a field. Now, all of that was prophesied about this group here. He says, verse 25, I'm the one who frustrates the signs of the false prophets, who make fools of diviners, who turns wise men backward, and makes their knowledge nonsense. Well, it's not hard to see the nonsense in even the Pope's letter here. Now, he's saying you have amnesia against God. Think about what's going on here and what they're finding out about now. First off, they came somehow or another, the name Yahweh actually crept into their songs and poems. And when the Pope finally awakened and said, we've got to get rid of this. Speak the name no more. Don't you know our ancestors? Did anyone hear that besides me? Our ancestors in Israel, the first priest, they through reverence of God. Yes, it was reverence of God, not of Yahweh. They refused to teach the name or speak the name. He says, we should do the same. Well, this also got in the catechisms of the Catholic Church. And I understand now that they're trying to get rid of the catechisms of the Catholic Church. Because it's enlightening information as to their history, what they've done. Now, it only backs up in the house of Yahweh what we knew from the Holy Scriptures, because the prophets told us all of this, what they were going to do before they did it and before they moved it to Rome. And then after that, the apostles whom they killed, many of them in Rome, they wrote letters that somehow or another got preserved and then put into a book by this emperor they called an idiot. And that maybe that's why he was called an idiot, because he's the one that actually brought the wise men together and said, if something don't make sense, I don't want it in this book, but if it makes sense, put it in this book. This is it, right here. And lo and behold, it condemns everything they teach and shows in advance what they were going to do before they did it. And the apostles then, whom they killed, they had these books too that Constantine says, yes, put in that book. If it makes sense, put it in. Well, it made sense. to the one in heaven, and it was put in. Well, praise Yahweh. Now, so this is Yahweh's doing here, and he's showing he's doing it by the work of the two witnesses in the last days, showing how ridiculous their thinking is. Well, they're saying on the one hand, we change the name. So don't use this name Yahweh any longer. Well, when a person finds out about that, when they hear the name Yahweh and they find out about that, something clicks in their head and they want more information. Well, why was this done? Why did they take the name of Yahweh out of the Holy Scriptures? Why did they not keep it in there and refer to the name like the prophets did? Well, it was out of reverence. We don't want to blaspheme the Creator's name. Well, it's through out of lying is what the way Yahweh describes it. They're liars and the truth is not in them. That's what Yochanan also said, the other Yochanan. The information that came down in the Bibles, you know, it was an undesirable thing. They started trying to get rid of it, but they couldn't. And they fought desperately to do so. They had book burnings. If you owned a manuscript, it was a death penalty to own a manuscript. If you didn't come to Mass, it was a death penalty. If you didn't eat pork, it was a death penalty. All these things were passed against you because you were Jews. And they were persecuting the Jews. Well, of course, that's a scheme, of course, because the Jews were, Germany was all Jews to begin with. They were all Hebrews. And that's what they want you to believe, that these were Hebrews as trying to get rid of the undesirable that wouldn't accept Yeshua. The problem is, these people that they were trying to get rid of did accept him. They did accept him. They wanted to accept him. It was not time for them to do so yet. Why didn't Yahweh allow those people salvation? Well, of course you know. But let me explain it briefly for the people out in radio and TV land that don't know. Yahweh in the beginning says, I'm going to make mankind in my image, after my likeness. He allowed Satan to deceive. Yes, he allowed her to build the tree of righteousness and evil. He said, this is going to be more popular than the tree of life. Much more popular. It's going to be accepted all the way through. I'm going to send them my son to testify to this. They're going to kill him. They're going to kill 12 disciples of his. They'll kill them too. All of that was prophesied before Yeshua told them what was going to take place even. And then he said, I'll send them two witnesses in the last days and they'll be hated above everyone on the face of the earth. Hated more than Al Capone even. He was a murderer, they said. I don't know. Maybe he carried a Bible with him and did some preaching while he was drinking with them. I don't know. You don't know how much lies they tell about people. Maybe he was a pretty righteous man. I don't know. I've heard a lot of history, but I've learned one thing for sure. You can't believe what's written in a book. You can't believe it because it's written. People think, well, I read it in a book. Yeah, so they don't write lies in books, huh? Well, history is full of lies. Like Columbus was the first one to discover America. How could he be? Was met by a bunch of so-called Indians. Where did they come from? We don't know, but Columbus was the first one here. Well, you got to believe their lies, and if you don't, they pass a law that makes it a death penalty. Well, in this case, the laws they passed was the same Roman laws that governs the United States today. The great Kohan Safanya brought much of this out. Much more needs to be brought out. The shield that I wore on my chest when I was on the police department is an exact replica of the Roman shield. The badge that they wear today, all the policemen wear today, is an exact replica of the Roman shield. If you go to the White House, if you go to Washington, look at all the gods inside, their statues there. You will find out that they're Catholics, Catholic priests. The presidents that was chosen, they were Catholic. If they didn't, they lied about it because they couldn't have got in if they weren't. But they were Catholics. And of course, the Catholics were put in charge of the schools. They just got rid of a law that says don't tell, don't ask, don't tell. I'm sure you heard that on the news this week. It ended Tuesday, I believe. There was a boy this last week. He stood in front of a homosexual in school. And I don't know any more of the details than what I'm about to tell you. I believe it was in Wisconsin. And he said, I believe that what you're doing is wrong and I don't want any part of it. Praise Yahweh. But now hear the rest of it. The teacher jumped down this boy's throat and now he's maybe even going to be expelled from school because he said what he said to this boy. You're not allowed to say anything. They're allowed to. Don't ask, don't tell. That's past. They can tell anybody they want to. They can teach anyone they want to. But you can't say anything back in the schools. Now, that is the nonsense of the laws that they have for us now. And they're coming out in the open with it and saying, yes, you've got to put your children in school. And they'll be taught by these people, but you can't teach them back. It's kind of one-sided, right? Well, all the schools that was established in America is governed by the Catholic Church, by the Vatican. They tell you what books what can go in the books and what can't go in the books. They're the ones that brought the Darwin theory into the school books because they didn't want Yahweh included in their classes. They did not want to retain Yahweh in their knowledge. And their knowledge is absolute nonsense. He says, I am the one. Isaiah 44:25, I'm the one who frustrates the signs of the false prophets, who makes fools of diviners, who turns wise men backward and makes their knowledge nonsense. That is, he brings it to light how ridiculous it is. Well, now here's the Pope saying, don't worship Yahweh, but you got amnesia about God now? They're saying now, the people are waking up to this, and they're saying, well, why should we worship God? Why? It doesn't even have anything to do with Yahweh, the Creator. So they're asking these questions. The Pope is angry, very angry about this. And he's going from place to place now in places that he once had extreme, total power. And he gave orders, wipe these people out. And they wiped them out by the millions. Even here in America, in concentration camps called reservations. Well, that's what I want you to remember today. And then next week, Yahweh willing, I see we have a holy day Thursday, right? Next Thursday, right. Another Sabbath. Don't forget that. Just a regular Sabbath day. Have that, and then we've got a preparation day between that one and the next Sabbath. So get ready for some real teaching and real learning, real necessary, because we're really, really, really getting really close. So don't miss one single service. And so much the more as you see the day approaching. Remember, that's speaking to us right now through the great apostles that they killed in Rome. They wrote that for you before they died, being willing to die in order to get that out to you. So, and so much the more. Don't stop the gathering of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day, and that the day is just almost here, brother. May Yahweh bless you. I love you. Amen.